Chapter 6 Tracks.
Ah!
Sophie and Manu yelled at the top of their lungs. The owners of the four eyes yelled right back. Possum barked and yelped. Then, "Don't let your dog bite us," said a scared voice. "We're coming out." Sophie and Manu leapt back as two heads popped up. A boy and a girl came slowly out from the bushes, both keeping their eyes fixed on Possum. "Will he bite?" asked the girl. "She, not he," said Manu. "And she's friendly. She won't bite. Promise." He patted the old dog on the head to reassure them. "Her name's Possum."
"Hi, Possum," said the girl. "My name's Rosa."
"I'm Jose," said the boy. "We're twins."
"I'm Manu."
"And I'm Sophie. We're cousins."
The four children smiled at each other. Possum gave a small yip, then flopped down on the track with her tongue lolling out. She looked like she was smiling as well. "Sorry for yelling," Sophie said. "We were expecting to see a wecker in the bushes, not you guys." Just then, Manu noticed something sticking out of Rosa's pocket.
"Hey!"
he pointed. "You have one too." Sophie's mouth fell open in surprise. "What channel are you on?" Rosa pulled a walkie-talkie out of her pocket. She held it up. The screen showed the number 14. "That's the same as us," said Sophie. "We heard you talking."
"We heard you too," Jose admitted, "but we couldn't really tell what you were saying."
"Same here," Sophie agreed.
"We were being super spies," explained Manu, "to see if we could solve the mystery." He grinned. "And I guess we did."
"We were being trackers," replied Rosa. "We were on the trail of a wild animal."
"A hiccupotamus," added Jose.
The twins tried not to giggle, but when Manu and Sophie burst out laughing, both twins joined in. Manu couldn't believe it. "The hiccups should have stopped," he said. "I got a real fright just now."
"My grandma says to eat a spoonful of peanut butter," said Rosa. "We don't have any with us, but we have some bananas."
"We've got apples and muesli bars," said Sophie. She unzipped her backpack. "We can share."
While they ate their snacks, the twins told Manu and Sophie about themselves. Their family had moved to New Zealand from the Philippines 3 years ago. They had just shifted here for their dad's new job on a nearby farm. Sophie got out the map, and the twins showed them where their house was. It turned out the twins were the same age as Sophie, so they would be in her class when school started again. Their conversation was interrupted by a crackle from the twins' walkie-talkie. Again, the voice that came out spoke a language that Manu and Sophie didn't know. Jose and Rosa took turns replying in the same language.
"That was our mum," Rosa explained after they'd signed off. "We told her we've met you. She said we can play for a bit longer."
"Agh!" Manu rolled his eyes. "I guess the snacks didn't work." Together, Manu and Sophie explained all the things they had tried to stop his hiccups. The twins laughed when they heard about the stick snake.
"We have ulupong in the Philippines," Rosa explained.
They're poisonous snakes that spit venom.
Sophie and Manu were impressed. How big are they?
Rosa held her arms wide apart. About this long.
Whoa! Have you ever seen one?
Only in a zoo, Jose admitted.
But I've seen scorpions. We have them too.
There aren't any dangerous animals here, said Rosa. Mum likes that it's safe for us to explore.
Although we did see some strange footprints beside the track, added Jose. We couldn't figure out what animal would have made them.
We're pretty sure it wasn't a hiccupotamus, Rosa smiled. Come on, we'll show you.
The twins led the way to the top of the hill before veering off into the trees.
See? There.
Jose pointed to a dusty patch of ground. Manu and Sophie crouched down to look.
They look like sheep tracks, Sophie frowned, except for those bits.
Beside the footprints, there were long swipe marks, as if something had swept along the ground.
Maybe it's a sheep with a broom, joked Manu, a really tidy sheep.
Or a sheep with a long tail, suggested Jose.
Just then, the children heard another strange noise. It didn't come from their walkie-talkies.
Whig!
Possum sat up. Her ears swiveled towards the sound.
What was that? Asked Jose.
Hirch!
They all listened. It sounds like a donkey with a blocked nose, said Sophie.
Or like a sheep crossed with a lion, said Manu. A bar lion. That would have a tail.
Groink!
Possum gave a sharp bark and started to run towards the sound.
Come on! The four children took off after her.